Hi. We're live with Me Alone again. Hi. Thanks. Is it Dan? Thank you, Dan. Well, hello. This is June 24th, the NutriMedical Report with Lonely Michelle. Here I sit. Well, I do have an announcement for you while we're waiting for Bill to show up, and that would be our big sale is coming up again, another big sale. You guys love the sales, and for people that haven't ordered, it's perfect. Here it comes, the Daddy Bee.
Yes, back from a bio break. Yes, go ahead. Michelle, I guess you're announcing the big sale
coming up. Show's over. Show's over.
Yeah,
you missed
right. You're a good comedian, but a bad liar. So we have an announcement of the 7 for Heaven sale over the 4th of July holiday.
That's right, which is going to start, which I know everyone's listening for that. What's important, it'll be July the 1st, which is Bill calls midnight on Thursday, but it's actually Friday, July the 1st, after midnight, just before I go to bed,
right,
through to July the 5th. Midnight, July the 5th, which is Tuesday. For all of you that love to call in, which I love to talk to you when you do, don't forget. Bill, what are you doing?
Yeah,
Pay attention.
I'm paying attention. I am paying attention. I'm just getting things all set here. Go ahead.
Don't forget that on Friday, we're here to answer the phone, and on Tuesday, because Monday, everyone is going to be partying. Now, I'm a little tired today because of the Brexit. I guess the results of that, Bill, we were all excited, and we were up very late last night. And then I woke up at 5, and I looked over, and there was no Bill again.
I went
to retrieve you.
I did a video last night for about 12 and a half minutes, and again, correct in my predictions. The Brexit was going to happen, and also my prediction, which I say coming forward, you're going to see a collapse in the world economy that'll be temporary. It will kill the euro and the dollar and the British pound sterling for temporarily. Mm-hmm. It'll hit the stock market and it'll come back. You'll see the major globalists and the have lost against the nationalists. And of course, Trump supported the British leaving. He said, "You're not going to be at the back of the queue," which is what Obama said. If you leave, which is an ignorant kind of comment to be made by a foreign president, threatening the British that if they leave...
Actually, I saw that on CNN this morning.
Disgusting behavior
CNN,
on the part of...
CNN, your favorite station.
Well, actually, I like CNN over Fox. Fox, to me, is what I call the pro-Hillary channel.
They seem to be talking about her all the time, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they're really pro-Hillary. It's ridiculous. And
CNN
they try to pretend they're not.
Trying to be more...
They're trying to be more balanced. CNN is more balanced than... And MSNBC, I can't take enough anti-nauseans to watch. MSNBC is what I call the vomit channel. Yeah.
Back to what I was saying, I know you want to talk about I think I brought that up, didn't
right.
I, about the election, but it's kind of made us lose a little bit of sleep.
Right, and what will come out of that, by the way, is really important for people to understand. Europe has what's called Calyx Elementaris, which is why we have a lot of European customers, because the European Commission forced people to not be able to take adequate amounts of vitamins. It's going to open it quite a bit because a lot of nations now are talking about leaving. France, Germany, and Norway are talking about leaving.
This morning.
They're talking
yes.
about leaving this morning. Which means the end of the European Union, which was going to become a super state, if they don't escape, which is possible, which I think is very possible probable, because when they lose their finances, they're going to have to go back to the British and the Americans and the Federal Reserve to borrow money. Mm-hmm. And part of the condition will be that to reform a new Europe, which will mean they're going to lose more sovereignty to a super state, and they'll also have to accept Turkey, which means 40 million Turkic Muslims that are Sunnis. And not only it's from Turkey, but also Turkic countries like Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, etc., North Africa. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the Islamification of Europe. It's a very bad thing. And if the Europeans aren't careful, they will lose even more sovereignty than they had before.
So what will happen with the Bank of England?
The Royal Bank of Scotland last year, the Queen announced that it was over. Yeah, because she owns major shares in the RBC. So... she said, "There's not going to be Christmas. Krampus is coming." And if you know what Krampus, he's like the anti-Christ for Santa Claus. So if the Queen's going to say that, she obviously owns RBC, Royal Bank of Scotland. She's telling you the truth, and she probably knew the inside track that there was enough upset Brits. They weren't going to tolerate bureaucrats making 85% of the rules.
When you say RBC, isn't that Royal Bank of Canada?
Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS, I mean, Royal Bank of Scotland.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just correcting
RBS,
you.
RBS, yeah. The Royal
does
Bank
she
of Scotland.
Own the Royal Bank of Canada?
She does do, yeah. She owns the Royal Bank of Canada, which, by the way, is the third largest bank on the planet, and the Queen owns it completely.
Wow.
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 That's a big wow. Bigger that than any. But yes, three of the top largest banks in the world are all Canadian. Did you know that?
I knew that Canada has strong banks.
Three largest banks in the entire world, Russia, China included, are Canadian. People don't know that. Toronto and Dominion Bank, the Bank of Montreal, and the Royal Bank of Canada.
Gee, no wonder we're so blessed to have health care up there.
They don't have health care. They've got what's called allopathic toxic polypharmacy care and paint-by-numbers surgery and so on. It's really inferior.
I disagree. I know what it was like when I used to live there, and it was nice
if you're healthy,
to have health care.
If you're healthy, it's nice to be patted on the back that you got health care. If you get sick and you get toxic polypharmacy and inappropriate surgery, it's not good.
Well, that can happen here.
It is here. For example, Kaiser Care is what I call extremely aggressive allopathic care that's very inferior, and it's the best of the lot compared to regular insurance in this country, which is a mess.
I still say, and for all you listeners out there, if you've ever heard my opinion on this, and if you even care what it is that I think a country that's the richest country in the Western world, which is America, should provide a single-payer system for its citizens. Now, don't fall off your chair.
But when you have a single-payer system,
have to be,
it needs to be administered by the county. It needs to be a salary, and it needs to let the doctors have total security and the patient's records don't go back to Health and Human Services or the Veterans Affairs Department, and people can get alternative care as regular as well as allopathic.
Yes, have a private option.
Private option. No, it means no fee for service, so the doctor's not paid a fee to do a specific procedure.
Right.
They're paid an hourly wage based on years of experience, training experience, and publications and public service.
Excellent.
This idea that you're going to force the doctor to practice a certain way when they can do, you know, alternative care. It basically should be between the patient and the doctor. It's none of the government or the insurance company's business.
It would work, Bill, because in Canada, remember, even
Canada didn't go far enough. Neither did any socialist country. My policies and my plan, which I'm writing up, are far more than any communist or socialist country.
Bill.
Yeah.
I want to put my pen in your finger.
Wouldn't matter. I'll be like Jesus. You'll be putting the nails through my
wrist. Okay, you just sit there and talk. Then
go ahead. I'm just kidding you.
I need my sleep. Go ahead. Keep talking. I won't look at you, and you can just sit there.
No, I'm just saying that healthcare is a mess, and even the social system in Canada is another mess. It's a moderate improvement over the system we have now, which is terrible. But it's not a solution.
What I wanted to say is that we have had, and I say we because I'm born in Canada. I'm an American citizen now, of course. But I was born in Canada, and I grew up there, and I went to university in Canada and had all the opportunities that a lot of people here don't, young people.
Right.
And in 1961, in Canada, all the provinces had their own health care. They had their own, the citizens had, you know, it was like Medicare, is what they called it back then, 1961. So all 10 provinces, but they were administered in each province, just like if you had it in the United States, each state.
I'll tell you the history how it started. It was a group of three doctors in Nova Scotia that decided to set up their own health insurance plan because it wasn't one. They were being paid by literally chickens and eggs and stuff. So they decided to have a health plan, and the Nova Scotia government said, hey, they'll take over the plan. And then they reproduced that plan in the other provinces. It was actually the three doctors in Nova Scotia that started it.
The first province to have health care was Saskatchewan,
Alberta. Yeah, but their plan was based on the Nova Scotia plan. It was three doctors that actually started it, believe it or not, in Nova Scotia.
Can you tell we didn't have any sleep here? We're just
three doctors.
Disagree.
And the Nova Scotia government took it over in Saskatchewan because they had an NDP government, did it quickly, because it was actually a Nova Scotia plan for setting up plan. It was fee-for-service, and that's how they set it up. But we need to go beyond that. And the current system in America, 86% of people cannot afford the copays. It's allopathic care or else, and it's not good.
Okay, I'm going to go into something a little less controversial so we can stop arguing about stuff. How about I talk to Connie from Texas? Sweet Connie. That was one of my best friends' names growing up, Connie.
Yeah.
She's now a mechanical engineer in a man's world. She lives in London, England.
Right. But actually, her and her husband are both oil engineers.
Yeah.
And he's a major oil engineer in Kazakhstan, flies back and forth to London.
So Connie has, Bill, a six-week-old kitten named Eva. It's like Eva.
You mean Wally? Yeah, Eva, yeah.
And the little poor little kitten has had diarrhea for weeks, right?
Mama kitten gives baby kitten bacteria in her mouth when the baby's feeding, and it actually the probiotics help the baby kitten not get massive diarrhea from dysbiosis. So it's most probable the baby kitten didn't get an adequate dosage of probiotic bacteria from mommy kitten. And as a result, mommy cat, so as a result, baby has a dysbiotic balance.
Well, let me tell you that she took Eva to the vet, and the vet put the kitty on this flagyl and some antibiotics. Now the kitten's even worse.
Oh, of course, because they're trying to kill off pathogens using an antibiotic. What you're going to do is restore normal bowel bacteria.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, even our probiotic, which is a Resolve 6 strain from the living probiotic, will work in kitties too. And the most powerful strain we have is a living probiotic ultra. And people need to understand, all mammals, if you don't control dysbiosis, you start all kinds of illness, from diabetes to, you know, most people, believe it or not, in the world die of diarrhea. Diarrhea is the number one cause of death in the world.
Wow. So, Bill, the little kitty could take one of our living probiotic 84 caps. You can open that up.
Oh, yeah.
How much? Now, Connie would probably like to know.
I'd say about a third of a capsule.
A third of a capsule for a little kitty. The kitty weighs 3/4 of a pound.
Yeah, a third of a capsule will work. Yeah, or a quarter of a capsule. You know, a very tiny amount. You can put it on your fingertip and put it on the kitty's tongue.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So because she has silver and she has Nutridyne.
Yeah, what you want to do is you want to use three drops for 10 pounds. If the kitty's only,
6 weeks.
6 weeks. She's probably going to take two drops three times a day of Nutridyne. You can put it on your fingertip and put it on the tongue. And that'll knock out it's better than flagyl, which is very toxic. And it's better probably, they're probably giving a specific narrow spectrum antibiotic too. And really, most of the time when you have a dysbiotic bowel, you've got fungus, you've got parasites, and you may have yeast, and you may also have anaerobic bacteria.
So there were no worms or anything in the kitchen.
Right, so if you use a little bit of the, the other thing you can use that's very effective is a little bit of Allicin. Alamax, maybe about a quarter of a capsule of Alamax three times a day.
And that will, or Allicin Med.
Yeah. Allicin Med, you give maybe like a sixth of
very,
a capsule
very
or less.
Little,
or,
yeah.
Very little, sixth or an eighth of a capsule. So one capsule will last 2 or 3 days.
I also spoke with Lawrence since I've been back.
Right.
So I've only been back a couple of days, so I haven't been doing too much work, but I did get to take the phones for Mitzi for a whole day.
Uh-huh.
And Lawrence said that he would like you to tell him what to take, what product would you recommend to stop smoking. He wants to stop smoking.
You want to take the Mood Elevator Posinol, which is an adaptogen, and Calm Mind Brain Mag. You take 1 to 2 scoops of each 3 times a day.
So if you could only afford two?
I would take the Calm Mind and the Posinol, or what's called Mood Elevator.
His other question is, I guess his son is a vegetarian, and he says, how do you get the proteins you need if you're a vegetarian? That's part of his question. So how do you get the proteins?
Well, we have what's called a VegaPro protein, which is our Ageless Life Support, is all vegetarian. So our drinks, Ageless Life Support, and Glycemic are all vegetarian. Now, we do have a product where...
What is vegetarian again? Ageless?
Yeah, it's VegaPro. It's rice and pea protein.
Which ones again?
Ageless Life Support and Glycemix. All VegaPro. Now,
and so is NutriComplete.
NutriComplete is not main protein. It's all basically going to be all the veggies.
But it's vegan.
It's vegan. It'll be vegan. Now, if you're wanting to add extra protein, which is, that's going to be from whey, we are looking at launching a super high quality, very unique Argentinian whey product. It's going to be like a super whey. And it supports glutathione peroxidase. It's the highest quality protein. It'll help detoxify you. But right now, all you have to do is just take the Ageless Life Support. It has VegaPro.
And Lawrence, all the way from Chile, I know you're listening right at this very moment, and I won't forget to ask Bill this question, just as exactly as he said it. Are we naturally vegetarians, and are we meant to be that, to be a vegetarian?
No.
Did God make us that way?
No.
Not at all. We have teeth that are made to cut
Yeah,
our
we
teeth.
Have grinder teeth and we have cutter teeth. And the reason is that if you don't have some meat in your diet, you're going to be deficient in minerals, you're going to be deficient in fatty acids, and you're going to be deficient especially in carnitine. Carnitine means like carnivore. If you don't have carnitine, your mitochondria don't work properly, whether it's in your brain mitochondria or heart and blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of things that happen, for example, B12 deficiency is very common in vegetarians. And you get your B12 from meat.
Dr. Pear from Nevada.
Right.
he wanted me to ask you today, someone else that's listening for an answer, Bill, and it is that 10 years ago his red blood cells were 2.2. Just recently he's gotten it up to 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was good, but he says that his doctor says it should be 5.2. And he wanted to know how we can get it to 5.2. What should a man's iron be?
Is he talking about RBC, red blood cell count,
red
total
blood body? Cells.
Yeah. Iron is not necessarily equivalent to total iron binding capacity and ferritin levels.
Oh.
If you actually want to measure it, you measure what's called ferritin and TIBC. Your red cell count can be reflective of that. Usually means your erythrocytes are being not being made in your bone marrow. So he probably has either a fibrotic infiltrating disease, we call myelofibrosis in the bone marrow, mm-hmm. or he's actually got some deficiency of the erythrocytes and laying down new red cells in his bone marrow. And you usually have iron, folic acid, and B12 deficiency. So I recommend BioLVR and ferritin, which is the iron 3 that we carry. So if he takes ferritin with Power C, he'll absorb more. And he takes BioLVR, superfolate, power methyl B12, his levels of his RBC production will increase. Now, if you want to increase it further, I recommend Mountain Red Velvet, 2 capsules twice a day. Open 1 capsule, put it under your tongue, the other one swallow. Mm-hmm. And that'll start to boost his bone marrow. You can also take growth hormone stimulation, which is a microdose. 4 to 5 sprays in the morning before exercise, and in the evening you can take it an additional time if you want, but that'll increase your bone marrow production. So it's important to take, as I say, either BioLVR or superfolate, power methyl B12, and ferritin, which is iron 3, and it won't constipate you because it's actually beef spleen and it's a special form of iron 3 that won't mess up your bowel or give you constipation.
Yeah, because I take the ferritin twice a week.
Right, and I've been using it.
Just 2 times.
I've been using it that particular product for 35 years. And it's fantastic. There's no comparison to any other iron that the doctors give or pharmacists give. This is the only iron.
And why is it that it doesn't constipate you?
Because it's iron 3. It's already bioconverted to the form that goes directly into your bone marrow. So it doesn't form iron, we call toxic iron compounds that'll promote constipation or cause oxidative stress.
Okay, before we go on break, I want to talk a little bit more about the sale for all the new listeners. Because I get emails, and I've had a lot of new listeners wanting to know when we have our next big sale. This is the second one we've had here at RBN.
Right.
So, Bill, I know the 7 for Heaven. If you're new to this, would you explain what the 7 for Heaven means, the 7 for Heaven?
Well, first off, what we do is a ministry. So we're Christian ministers, and we are actually providing health for physical and spiritual health to people. And so I provide email consults to people free anywhere in the world and doctors if they just send me an email requesting what they need to start with to get their protocols going or modifications. If their case is really complex and they have medical records, I recommend a consult I have to charge my time for it.
Okay,
but that only is 1 in 100 cases or less.
The questions that I get,
I'm
just for 1 second here, this is important. Because you want them to email you, and
right.
Then I'll get an email saying, well, how do I do that? Well, what you do is you go to NutriMedical.com,
right.
Which is NutriMedical.com,
right.
And right on the front page under Contact Us, the drop-down will show you email.
Right.
You just click on that, and then it takes you right into...
Yeah.
My email, so I think they're first.
Yeah.
But then you'll see Dr. Deagle, NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com. When you click on that, that goes directly to Bill.
Right. Yeah, or you can also see the icon with a stethoscope, and it looks like a few vitamin capsules and a little jar with some vegetables or some sprouts coming out of it. Just below the picture of you and me under Medical Associates. If they hit that link, it'll bring you directly to the page.
Medical Associates, yeah. Email Dr. Bill. Okay,
click on that.
And I'd like to see that work.
That's how
you ask Dr. Bill questions.
Yeah, and by the way,
anybody can
want you to understand this. The reason why we give you these special prices is we have the top quality products in the world. Do not wander around and think you're going to second guess us. We'll give you these special sale price, 7% off and free shipping to get you well.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. And Michelle, you have lots more questions, and we're here to help you. So again, that 7% sale is to give you 7% off, including previous multi-packs and sale prices, plus free shipping even in one bottle.
Seven for heaven, sale.
And
yes,
it's for heaven, because we're going to try to bring it back. And remember, what I propose in healthcare, they do need a single-payer system, but they need to make sure that you get rid of fee-for-service, malpractice, and they want the money to go back to pay salaries, and they need to have doctors allow alternative care and other health professionals need also alternative pathways.
After the sale, how did you get over there?
No, the reason why I say that is...
Oh, my God, I just saw a rabbit. Rabbit trip.
Yeah, no, it's important. I want to say that because what we do with Seven for Heaven is we're providing alternative integrative functional medicine. So people can say, for example, I had a call yesterday from a gentleman who wanted to know, should he do aortic surgery for his valves? And, of course, I asked specific technical questions. Number one, if it's stenotic valvular disease and you get calcification, you can die suddenly if you don't get the surgery, so he needs a surgery. If you have myxoma that's changing the valve leaflets, they're just getting changed like that, we can give you nutraceuticals and other technology to heal it. But if somebody sends me a transesophageal echogram, I can tell them if they want a specific technical answer to the question or a medical legal review. So you need to know we're providing a level of care here free, except if they need a consultation and we want me to review all our records. And that's part of our ministry, so we expect that if you do order from us, you'll order all your wellness nutraceuticals. Do not get garbage from other people, because it's a waste of your time. And you can use diagnostics. If you get a QRMA machine, it'll help you to know exactly what you should take if you just send a compressed file.
And the 7 for Heaven sale
is for Heavenly Health. How's that?
Right. And it means 7% off.
And free shipping.
And free shipping. And it's going to be for those 5 days. So take advantage of it if you've been listening. Like, a lot of people are waiting for that for the life support.
Right.
Because the life support is really heavy. It's a 2-pound container. And it's regularly $79.95. It'll last you a couple months, taking one scoop a day. And if you, of course, if you purchase it during the sale, you get 7% off of that price, plus free shipping. You save a lot of money, and you get to have a great product.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, in fact, you can't exist unless you have it. You take it every morning before you get going. In fact, I don't think you'd be functioning at your high level, Michelle, unless you were taking that before you even came on the show today.
Functioning at a high level, that's a good one.
Yeah.
trying to get me to be quiet.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to make you good, because I'm going to give you a Bible verse. You know, my Bible Gateway.
Right.
BibleGateway.com, by the way, you can get the Bible verses, the entire Bible, in, I think they have about 20, 25 different versions, like King James, New King James, Jewish. And I have one for Bill today.
Uh-huh.
That's Psalm 68, verses 3 to 5. You know, put on your little glasses.
Okay.
And I think it's beautiful because I know you'll read it. I know how nicely you'll read it.
Okay. Psalm 68, verse 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Let righteous people rejoice. Let them celebrate in Yahweh's presence. Let them overflow with joy. Sing to Yahweh. Make music to praise his name. Make a highway for him to ride through the deserts. Yah is his name. Celebrate in his presence. Yahweh, who is the holy dwelling place, is the Ab of the fatherless and the defender of widows.
That was interesting. The Ab of the father. That's like Abba, right?
Right.
A-B.
Is yeah,
that Abba, interesting?
Abba means basically the one, the father, or the, yeah, or the summum bonum that creates them. Now, the word Yahweh, do you know what it means, Yahweh?
No, but you know everything.
Yahweh means the breath, and Ve means the vibration. It literally creates the voice.
Uh-huh.
So the breath that creates the vibration that literally creates us. So the initial creative breath and voice of God. That's why he talks about the name for Yeshua is the breath. That's
so what is God's
that's
name?
Why his name is Yahshua, right?
Yah,
Yah means the breath. That Yeshua literally becomes a Messiah or dwells among us. His name is Emmanuel, which means the one with full God knowledge.
Well, you notice in this, in Psalm 68 here, Bill, that it says that Yah is God's name.
Yeah.
Y-A-H.
Right, yeah. Yah means breath.
That's God's name?
You mean the one that creates, the one that is.
What about Elohim?
Elohim means the collective of all of the... Elohim can also include the angels, the archangels, and so on, the Elohim.
Oh,
the that's why the Elohim, it says the Elohims, you know, rejoiced at God's creation.
So if someone asks you, what is God's name, what is it?
Yah.
Yah. Not Yahweh?
Yahweh? Yahweh means one who creates.
So,
or, yeah, he's all kinds of names, you know. Many different names for God. Yahashua HaMashiach is a name for the Messiah, which means the Yah who has been created and physically becomes a human to dwell among us and bring God knowledge. That's what his name means.
Thanks, Bill.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and Michelle, you have some more questions, and we're ready to help.
Well, I found it a little amusing, that commercial of ours for Cognition Plus.
Yeah, so as I have to actually chop off the GCN thing. By the way, GCN is still rebroadcasting our shows, which shows they're in panic mode.
I know.
They never treated me with the adequate respect that I deserved, because not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not. I call myself a warthog for God, but because of the service I provide, and the information is unique.
They won't take
There's nobody to replace me anywhere on any radio or TV show anywhere. And the problem is, they didn't treat me with adequate respect and tried to sideline my products and had people like Alex Jones cloning them with inferior garbage or putting on things like longevity and other garbage that doesn't help people and doesn't make them well. I had no way of monitoring to tell them if what they were doing was actually in physical, medical imaging or other genetic or other epigenetic studies showing how they could actually determine if what they took was actually benefiting them. Which I find very disgusting, to have people that pretend they're doctors and understand my knowledge base and pretend to actually provide care, which they're not able to, and lie to people. It makes me mad.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Well, I just would like to see it say RBN. Go to RBN.
Yeah, well, Republic Broadcasting has been awesome.
Well,
I'm really pleased with John Statmuller. The board ops are fantastic. The people here are great. The callers are fantastic too. I just have to make sure I discipline them to make sure they stay on topic and make sure their questions are clear.
Is that why I call you Daddy B? I should think you're disciplining everybody.
I do. I'm a control freak, but I'm a good control freak.
Not
I'm your best.
Never control me.
Guess what? We're both alphas. You know, you're not just one alpha in this family. We're both alphas.
Well, there, Bill. How about we get into the emails? Would you like that?
Yes.
Tom from Connecticut. Hello, Dr. Deagle. My wife has recovered from her second back surgery 7 years ago, January. L5 and S1. Thankfully, both have healed well, aside from stiffness and aches from her work as a GYN. She's not doing too bad. Lately, she has had leg cramps, right calf area, that have literally made her scream. I have massaged them with magnesium oil, and she is doing some supplementation with magnesium malate. Now, in addition to this cramping, she has muscle twitching in both calves, which is almost constant. She is going to a neurologist and is freaked out about possible ALS. She is also anticipating a painful EMG test. Any suggestions or protocols would be appreciated. She's 60 years old. Thank you for reading this.
Okay, the first thing I want people to understand is 90% of back surgery is inappropriate. The percentage of males over 40 that have an abnormal MRI scan at one or two of the spinal levels that indicates they have spinal nerve encroachment of the dural foramen is almost 50%. 50% of males over 40 do not need back surgery or neural foraminectomy, okay?
No.
It's a pile of garbage. Number two, they don't diagnose the pain. If you want to diagnose which nerve fibers are causing the pain, the only technology that's accurate, that's non-painful, is not an EMG NCV test done by neurologists that only picks up 42% of nerve encroachments on a which shows on the EMG NCV by a neurologist. The most accurate, which picks up 93 to 98%, is what's called an Axon 2 nerve scan developed by Dr. Jim Hitchcock and me in the late 90s. It was FDA approved in 97, and I had EMG in 99. It's real simple. It measures atelectin C fibers, and there's physiatrists, neurologists, chiropractors, and other MDs, DOs, that are trained to do an Axon 2 scan right across this country. So if you contact me, I can give you the connection to the axon2nervepathology.com. You'll find a doctor, chiropractor, physiatrist, or neurologist that can do an axon 2 scan. They'll tell you precisely what your pain generators are. Most commonly, people have what's called interfascial nerve entrapment. For example, the motor nerve between your exiting spinal nerve, your terminal motor neuron in your spinal cord, and the motor end plate in your hand, there's 21 pinch points for the median nerve and 18 for the ulnar nerve. When your lower limb, it can be pinched in your buttock, it can be your low back, the neural foramen, all kinds of places, and they're doing back surgery inappropriately. Most of the time when they do a back surgery, they change the mechanics so they increase the chances of rupture of the disc above and below the fusion site. They often say that there's a nerve encroachment based on tests when they didn't do a spinal CT myelogram, which shows encroachment. And if you actually get in there, what you find is the real problem is a chemical neuritis with alpha tumor necrosis factor alpha, slow reactive substances, anaphylaxis, and inflammatory cytokines that are affecting the nerve. And there's only four structures that are supplied with nerve supply in the spine. The 75% of the nerves are the apophyseal joints, 25% are split up between the posterior annulus of the disc, the ligamentum flavum, right, and the dural nerve sleeve of the spinal nerve that exits the foramen. So when these doctors are doing surgery, it's like witch doctors throwing dust in your face after the dentist and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's ridiculous, okay? So there are criteria for back, and you want to see if there's spinal instability. You have to do a flexion extension lumbar MRI scan or MRI myelogram or CT myelogram. But the idea of rushing in and doing spinal surgery because you have spinal stenosis or neural encroachment from a spur, you can do a simple keyhole surgery and decompress if there's a spur at the neural foramen. You don't do major surgery because as soon as you change the mechanics, you guarantee a rupture above and below the fusion site.
Well, I have a question. If she had the surgery 7 years ago, why is it just lately that she's getting this leg cramp?
She's getting new things. So first off, the most common cause is a combination of interfascial nerve entrapments, which we can break up with Inflamex, deep tissue massage, and biomechanics. Maybe she's got leg length imbalance, flat arches, whatever. So she may need a podiatrist and a force plate and proper customized orthotics to adjust her leg length. But she also may need the enzymes Inflamex, 4 to 5 capsules twice a day. She may need to find out if she's actually got neural encroachment, say at the neural foramen, because if they did previous surgery, the chances that she's going to have foraminal encroachment. But the Axon 2 scan will show that. It'll show A-delta and C-fiber changes there, and it'll tell exactly what level. They can do a transforaminal nerve block, which will often help, or they can do keyhole surgery to decompress it if there's actually a problem. So the problem is that the doctors are not correctly diagnosing the problem. They're not adjusting what's called the pain generators, and they're missing the fact that, in fact, many times you just have interfascial entrapment in there between muscle planes or fascial planes or round bones that are actually causing the pain syndrome because it affects the A-delta and C-fibers, and you don't You don't need surgery. You may need deep tissue massage and enzymes and things to stop the cytokines in the tissue, which we have, like Cell Defense Plus, Inflamax, a tendon mender, joint performance, mountain red velvet, and collagen max.
And so, she shouldn't be worried about ALS because she said...
Well, she's trying to diagnose herself. ALS is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And if you're getting muscle twitching, it doesn't indicate you have ALS. ALS will show bright lesions on an MRI scan of your spine. It's very easy to tell. If you do a T1-weighted MRI scan, you can see if there's lesions there. ALS is is not an autoimmune disease. It's a free radical disease that causes motor nerve cell die-out in the anterior horn cell and the anteromedial spinal cord. So, you know, the problem is that when people try to diagnose themselves, stop it. Stop trying to diagnose yourself. No, it makes me angry because people, they're Google geniuses. They go online and they terrify themselves, and then they go to doctors that do inappropriate surgery and don't identify the real pain generators, and the patient then either gets inappropriate things like trigger points are very good, deep tissue massage is very good, enzymes are very good, and especially magnesium deficiency. Most of these people with cramps, their magnesium's in their boots. So magnesium glycinate, 4 to 5 capsules twice a day, topical MG12 products, inflammatory products like pregnenolone and curcumin over the areas of pain are amazing. So, you know, don't panic and don't start diagnosing yourself.
Same in an email. Dear Dr. Bill, I wake up a lot with a splitting headache, feeling hungry. A little sweaty sometimes too, but not a lot. If I eat a little food, I feel better and I can go back to sleep. This is happening more lately, about once every hour or two sometimes. Is there something in your shop that may help?
Yeah, what's happening is he's having autonomic instability and adrenal hypofunction. So the first thing for him is an adaptogen. So I'd add mood elevator or Posinol. I'd give him Brain Mag and Calm Mind to calm his autonomic nervous system down. And he'll stop having surges. He's probably getting what's called the hypoglycemic side, where he may be getting some degree of hyperinsulinemia, and then all of a sudden the insulin resistance level changes, so he's got high insulin. The main hormone that counteracts insulin is cortisol. So even when you're asleep, if your cortisol level drops, your blood sugar is going to go through your boots. So what you want to do is take adrenal support, a capsule twice a day, and start taking DHEA and pregnenolone cream, 1 to 2 pumps in the upper abdomen and lower chest in the morning. And you can test to see how you're doing with the QRMA. Machine's the best, because you can retest it in a week or two and just send the results to me. Or you can do a saliva test, which I can get the kit sent to you. But the best is the QRMA, and because I like it, because you can go back and test in a week or two and just hold the electrode and email me what your results are, and I'll tell you if your adrenals are coming back. But
QRMA will be on sale for 25% off on this Independent State sale.
Right. So the thing is, most people don't realize how many times they have growth hormone deficiency, adrenal dysfunction. What this man is describing is adrenal-induced hypoglycemia.
Just letting you know about the QRMA.
Yeah, the QRMA is an amazing device. And I tell people, about half of the tests, you can just simply interpret it yourself. The other half, if you don't have me interpret it, you won't know what the heck they mean.
Michelle in an email. Another Michelle. I want to be part of the NutriMedical family. What can I do to help? How do I know what to order for my specific health problems?
Just email what the problems are initially with just a brief email.
Go to NutriMedical.com.
Right.
That's simple, Bill.
NutriMedical.com and go to the contact us or that little icon which shows basically the stethoscope just above the picture of you and me. And then it'll bring them to that page that says, you know, here's the email to contact me.
Yeah, that's under NutriMedical Associates, right beside Listen Live.
Right.
On the right-hand side. There's a picture of Bill and I there. And then underneath is the stethoscope, which is the email, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, now, you have to understand what I do is I don't just provide, like I'm saying, take this vitamin, that vitamin, this nutraceutical. All of our nutraceuticals are in the activated state like no other company. They're all bioavailable higher than any other company, like our new Cell Defense Plus and Nutritrala. We also interface with biological, what we call nutrapharmaceuticals, and peptides and other technologies. And we also basically network with wellness centers, anti-aging centers, and stem cell centers around the world. So you're not just getting one level of saying, here's your advice and go do this. I'll reconnect you if you need to do other things. For example, if somebody's in terminal congestive heart failure, we had a gentleman last week, and already his blood pressures have come up from basically terminal heart failure, 60 over 40, to normal now. And then his mucus is really thick because he has COPD, so we're now bumping up his Inflamax from 2 capsules twice a day to 4 to 5. And we're using other things to thin the mucus, so his COPD. And we have nutraceuticals that will help his lungs. We also have peptides that we can give him. They'll start regenerating lung tissue and transthoracic lumen photon therapy to thin mucus. So we have a whole range of things, all the way up to, if he needs to, even stem cell therapy to regenerate his his heart and lungs and his mitochondria. So we're not just talking about, hey, take this little vitamin. We're talking about activated nutraceuticals that are at their end stage, that are medical grade, that nobody else has. And then we also have nutrapharmaceuticals and connections to facilities and clinics that can even take your bone marrow stem cells or stem cell lines and regenerate you. So we're not just, this is not just a minor thing. What we're doing is top-notch functional medicine, and we connect with doctors and patients worldwide.
Colin, in an email, I'm waiting for you to take a breath.
All right. Go ahead.
Is he ever going to take a breath here?
Yeah.
Hello, Dr. Deagle. I have been battling toenail fungus for many years. We get that a lot, Bills. It's very common. I've tried many products, even raw garlic. At times, I can see the pink nail bed starting to emerge, and the next morning, the brown seems to have taken the background.
Well, the first thing is,
I'm extremely self-conscious about my feet, as I have several large and painful calluses that I can't get rid of either. Any advice would be appreciated.
Well, the first thing is you get immune tolerance. Your T lymphocytes to get tolerant to different fungi, mycelia. So we want to start off with Allicin Med, 1 to 2 capsules, 3 times a day. Topically put Neutrodyne on the lesions 4 times a day. And take orally 15 to 20 drops of Neutrodyne 3 times a day. NutriDefense, which will boost your natural immune system against it, and that should start taking
care of it. I've had people tell me just the NutriDyne directly on
it. Yeah, but I also tell them to take Allicin Med.
And then put a Band-Aid over it.
We've had people take Allicin Med only, and they've just discovered, hey, I have Western boots, and I've had tough fungus 25 years, and they don't do anything even topically, and it goes away.
Yeah,
but I usually tell
high
them,
dosage, you have to take at least three or four.
At least one or two capsules 3 times a day.
Yeah.
But I recommend topically put Neutrodyne on and take it orally and take NutriDefense, and that'll lock it up.
Okay, next, Bill, we have Willie from Gmail Mobile. He says, I would appreciate advice as to a program of affordable nutraceutical treatment. I'm a refugee from the conventional medicine system, leaving for good about 9 years ago following a near-death experience in the ER on the 23rd of December 2005. He says, your radio show on RBN is fascinating. I guess he just recently discovered you here. Billy's got a few things. What's that, the first one? Photophobia. What's that?
You know, sensitivity to light.
Oh. Not a phobia against getting your picture taken.
No,
photophobia. So not
that's funny enough. Yeah, okay. The Native peoples of South America might have photophobia.
He says influenza type A.
That's just a regular influenza. It can be persistent, though. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize, for example, rhinovirus can persist in the airways. It is a major cause of asthma. People think that the rhinovirus only causes a cold and it's gone in a week or so. Mm-hmm. It can persist growing in the bronchi and the basket cells of your airways for years, and it causes
Allicin Med is great for that.
Yeah.
He says 6-hypo blood disorders. What's that?
I don't know what he's talking about there. You have to get a medical diagnosis. HLA B27 is a haplotype that's present often in ankylosing spondylitis and migratory polyarthritis.
So what? That's what he's got.
Well, it doesn't mean that's what he's got, because I can measure specific blood tests. Yeah. Rheumatological tests will tell me if he's got ankylosing spondylitis. And if you do even plain x-rays, you'll often see calcification of the anterior spinal ligament in ankylosing, and you'll see changes in the apophyseal joints, too, and a kyphosis, where they start to get bent over from it. So there's tests that we can do, but I have things that will stop that and reverse it.
Constipation, Bill, that's common.
Colon cleanse, one capsule at night, and necessary one in the morning, boom.
Be careful with that one.
Baldynamite.
Baldynamite. That's right. Don't take like 5 or 6 of those.
Don't plan on a day trip somewhere and take colon cleanse if you haven't been going well.
Oh, his next thing, my goodness, he's got a few things here, Bill. Macular degeneration.
Macular degeneration, we want to improve the circulation. We start off with Omega Supreme Krill, 2 soft gels, 3 times a day. Elagic acid, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. Ultracyamin B1, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. And Vainaway, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. Vision Max, a capsule twice a day. Can't see eye drops, 2 drops in each eye, 4 times a day. And Lumen Photon, setting number 3 for regeneration of the eye. As the intraocular pressures are high, setting number 7. Those are the starting things we do. We also have peptides that regenerate the retina that are from the Russian Academy of Sciences I can obtain, and other nutraceuticals and technology like mild hyperbaric oxygen and a ketogenic alkaline diet that will actually shut down what's called HMG, hexose monophosphate shunt, because autoimmune disease and cancer have the same basic underlying cause. And when you get a vasculopathy like this, you got to reduce the inflammatory markers and microcirculation. Another nutraceutical we use for microcirculation is cardiovascular and forskolin. But we start off with level one, see how much improvement, then go level two, level three. So you don't have to take everything. But when you're dealing with something as vicious as macular degeneration, you have to consider mild hyperbaric oxygen along with the nutraceuticals if you're going to reverse it.
Well, Jean-Marc, the quick question is, magnesium stearate counterproductive in overall metabolic?
Yeah. Stearic acid is not a toxic fatty acid, so when you hear this, it's foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't get all weird about it. It's a normal, what's called hygroscopic agent to keep capsules dry. That's all it is. Hygroscopic.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And you're all a shopper, shopping for either good health or bad health. Your decisions today, don't drink aspartame or Splenda water or pop. Don't drink eat GMO food and don't eat anything with glyphosates. And if you do those things and take the right nutraceuticals targeted to your health, which are not nutrient symptoms, you're going to have a wonderful future.
Bill, and we only have a couple minutes left.
You're going to photocopy yourself into a new body.
Okay.
You're going to build.
Stop now.
Build
Danny
a better
from,
you.
Danny from his iPad in Taiwan. I only have a couple minutes left. Do you have any products to help with insomnia? Can you ship to Taiwan? Yes, I'm a new listener and huge fan of Dr. Bill. Go for it.
Basically, here's the first product. Brayton Mag and Calm Mind, I recommend 2 scoops an hour before bed, and then take a 1 to 3 of melatonin TR. You get 1 milligram per tablet of immediate-release melatonin and 4 milligrams slow. I'd also recommend you take BioL VR because you need B6. And if you also further want to have problems with the release of melatonin from the pineal gland and the hypothalamus pituitary, you want to be taking NDMEs, 4 to 5 drops in the back of the tongue before bedtime.
Howard from Washington State. Michelle, my wife, aged 47, has recently been experiencing increased menstrual bleeding and longer and irregular menstruation. She's going to an allopathic doctor for an exam, and she hopes for some form of treatment. I asked her if I researched natural steps, such as a natural nutritional supplement, if she would consider it as an alternative to whatever tests and drugs they come up with. So I'm hoping Dr. Deagle can recommend a protocol.
No, don't throw the baby with the bathwater. If you're getting in regular shedding, she should get a what's called a 4-quadrant biopsy to make sure she doesn't have uterine changes indicating cancer.
Now,
if the test is negative, and then she needs a hormonal test, which we can do as QRMA or saliva test, that measures her hormone levels. If she's menopausal or premenopausal, you do a test over a month. If she's menopausal, you can simply give her DHEA, pregnenolone, and femgestrone and restore her hormone levels. Then she'll get proper, if she's taking the withdrawal with femgestrone, she'll get a withdrawal bleed and proper shedding of the uterine lining, so she won't get regular shedding, which is bleeding all a month. So, in other words, do the conventional tests, but don't do anything. And if she does have abnormal, or we call precancerous changes, we can give nutraceuticals to help heal the precancerous change, like ellagic acid, malignant block, power C, and full vitamin K2. And don't rush into any kind of radiation chemo. If there is cancer, we can overcome that. But most of the time, you're getting irregular shedding because of hormone imbalance. And there are saliva tests that are done, as well as a QRMA that will tell you if you're out of balance.
Missy, in an email, and basically I don't have time to read all of this, but what would you do if you had high uric acid?
BioLVR, number one. Second would be Semethyl, and a superfolate pyrimethyl B12. If you're high uric acid, you're also probably high homocysteine, which fries your arteries and your brain. So uric acid side is an independent risk factor for dementia, vascular disease, and also the formation of urate stones in your kidneys.
She went to her doctor, and he said that she has bad cholesterol and that she should become a vegetarian.
Wrong. First off, that's stupid. Again, this is more stupid advice from, bad doctors. She should add Omega Supreme to her diet, Omega Supreme Krill, and take things to protect her artery walls with cod liver liquid, which will lower cholesterol. If her triglycerides are high, she's pre-diabetic, diabetoline, berberstatin, and, of course, the thing to lower insulin resistance is leptin metabolic.
Thank you for listening today, and God bless you. We will be back July the 1st, Canada Day. We'll be here July the 1st to have a show on Friday.
That's right.
We're only going to take Monday off, right? Right. We're going to be here Friday.
Yeah, I know. I'll be here. I work 7 days a week for you out there. Keep praying for us. We'll pray for you. We'll try to help you stay well. Stay well, be loved, long, and prosper. We'll be back Monday.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.